Good morning and welcome to the Life School, the Combination Masterclass Life School. We have something wonderful to discuss with you today, and I'm grateful to be here with you, beloved.
I feel the same. I'm grateful to be here with everyone, and we're going to be discussing using the illusion, as we let you know before. So, beloved, let's start talking about the illusion. I'm really excited about talking about this today.
So what could the illusion be? This is, after all, a life school. It's a life school about creating authentic power, spiritual partnership. It's a life school about becoming emotionally aware and making responsible choices. It's a life school about consulting your intuition and aligning your personality with your soul. So what in all of that is the illusion? It's a very important part. Each interaction with each individual is a learning dynamic. Each interaction is part of a continual learning dynamic. This is the nature of the Earth School. The illusion that Linda's referring to, it's the only illusion we're going to talk about and the only illusion there is, actually, in a larger sense, is a part of that learning dynamic. It is a part that always presents to you what you need to heal in order to move into your fullest potential, what you need to heal in order to align your personality with your soul, and also what you need to do to contribute to the evolution of your soul. The illusion continually presents you exactly with the fruits of the Earth School, put it that way, when it comes to transforming yourself. The illusion is an illusion because when your personality dies, when your soul goes home, the illusion will disappear.
Can you tell me a little more about what the illusion actually is, so I understand it?
Yes. The illusion is created and maintained by fear, such as anger, jealousy, resentment, and superiority. This is another way of saying that the illusion is brought into being and held into being with your intentions, with the intentions of frightened parts of your personality. When you become angry, resentful, enraged, jealous, superior, inferior, obsessed, acting on an addiction, all of those things, you are caught in the illusion. A personality that is loving and compassionate, a personality that is emotionally aware and choosing responsibly loving parts of its personality, is out of the control of the illusion. It cannot be controlled by the illusion. In other words, that is an authentically powerful personality. When you know about the illusion, it's possible not to be caught in the illusion, to live your life in the Earth School with an empowered heart, to act with an empowered heart. Look at it this way. At the time of the bubonic plague, millions of people died, yet had an individual in those days known what caused the bubonic plague, that person could have not only survived, that person could have remained healthy and helped others to be healthy. For example, the bubonic plague is transmitted by fleas on rodents. If an individual knew that in medieval Europe, that individual would create an environment, a living environment, that does not attract rodents, and that, with personal hygiene, would allow that individual to thrive and be healthy. Once you recognize that the illusion is brought into being by your fears, that it shows you, that your fears show you the shape of the illusion in this moment, when you see that and you don't act on them, you are not caught in the illusion. This is the same as being able to live in a time of the bubonic plague because you know how it's transmitted. So let's see, how can we make this clear? When you're controlled by fears, you create behaviors that are generated by fear. And when you create behaviors that are generated by fear, they produce we're hearing noise here. There it is, and I think it was in my headset. When you're controlled by the illusion, you create consequences that are painful for you. And when you encounter those consequences, you have another opportunity to create authentic power or to create yet more painful consequences by reacting. This is karma, as you know. The painful consequences that you create, or rather the painful emotional experiences that you feel when you encounter these painful consequences, are the illusion. So when we say the illusion, we're talking about the times that you feel angry, jealous, resentful, inferior, inadequate, superior. Whenever you are in a frightened part of your personality, you are being caught by the illusion. Or to be more precise, whenever you're being controlled by a frightened part of your personality, you are in the illusion.
So now, are you saying that every time I'm in a frightened part of my personality, or one of us is in a frightened part of our personality, no matter who it is, that we're creating an illusion? Is that what you're saying? That it is an illusion, it's not real?
Yes. The intentions of the frightened part of your personality that is active is creating the illusion in that moment for you. And if you act on it, you're caught in the illusion. Use your emotional awareness. See what you're feeling in your energy processing centers. And when you're feeling pain, you know that that's what the illusion feels like in that moment. When you're looking at your thoughts and you're seeing them as judgmental or comparative, then you know that those are the thoughts that you experience in the illusion. Mm-hmm. A personality that is choosing to respond to frightened parts of his or her personality with compassion, with love, with understanding, with patience, is not being controlled by the illusion.
So in other words, if I'm overwhelmed, let's say I have a frightened part and I feel really overwhelmed and this frightened part's really strong, so what the thoughts I'm having, the feelings I'm having, I think are real. They feel real to me.
That's the illusion. Right. They're not real. That's why following them gives you no power. That's why there's no positive benefit in following the impulses and the experiences of fear, because they are illusory. Anger, resentment, overwhelm, jealousy do not exist outside of the Earth School.
But what if I'm betrayed by someone? What if my husband, has an affair with someone else, and I feel jealous, I feel betrayed, I feel angry? How could you say that that's an illusion?
Your experiences are the illusion. Your emotional experiences are the illusion. You may be betrayed, you may lose your job, you may have your house foreclosed, your child may become ill, you may discover that you have a very serious illness. Mm-hmm. Those things are happening in your life, but your emotional reactions of fear, of pain, of powerlessness, those are illusory. They don't exist outside of the Earth School. They don't exist between souls. Love is all that exists between souls. And as you remember that while you are in the illusion, that will take you beyond the control of the illusion.
So you're saying that every experience that I have offers me an opportunity to grow spiritually, in other words, create with love rather than fear. And yes, my husband may have had an affair, but that doesn't mean that I need to react in fear. Is that what you're saying? And feel betrayed and, have all those emotional experiences and make him wrong, push him away.
Those emotional experiences will happen. Mm-hmm. They'll come up in you because you can't decide what you're going to experience emotionally next. But you can choose what you're going to do about it. And when you act on those painful experiences, you are acting on the illusion. Mm-hmm. You're creating negative karma for yourself. You're creating a painful future. Mm-hmm. You always do that when you act in the illusion. The illusion seems so very true, so very right, mm-hmm. so very self-evident. Why is that? It's because the illusion is governed by impersonal energy dynamics. For example, well, the two impersonal energy dynamics that you know we're talking about are the law of karma and the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. When your personality incarnated, its initial intentions were shaped by the karma of your soul. Mm-hmm. And those intentions created the illusion of the neonate, the illusion of the child growing. And those intentions will remain in place until they are replaced by other intentions, which will then create the illusion of the personality.
So can you say, like, if a child is born and they're born with certain intentions, meaning, do you mean they see the world as an angry place? Is that the kind of intention you mean?
Yes, yes, exactly. Those of you who are parents know that some children are angry. Some children cry a lot. Some are patient. Some laugh a lot. Some smile. Some want to share. Some want to keep things to themselves. These are all chosen characteristics by the soul for the personality that is the soul incarnate in the Earth School. Mm. An awakened personality that understands the law of karma doesn't react to its painful emotions. It responds to experiences of fear with compassion mm-hmm. and with trust that the universe is at all times creating experiences mm-hmm. that are perfect for its spiritual growth. Mm-hmm. And it draws others to it with the same frequency. For example, a personality, for example, that's angry draws to it other angry personalities. But a personality that is empowered, authentically empowered, and knows that all of its experiences are karmic necessities, and knows that it's futile to try to change the world, but rather will look inside itself to change its interior dynamics, the internal sources of its painful experiences, rather than acting on those painful experiences, rather than acting on the illusion, will create very different karma. It will create the karma of understanding and compassion and love, chosen consciously by a personality that is in that moment experiencing fear and anger and resentment or inadequacy.
So that's what we mean when we say to create authentic power. Even though you have emotions that come up that are fearful, painful, in that moment you feel them, but you decide not to act on them.
Yes.
You act from a loving part instead.
That's precisely right. So, the law of attraction creates a cocoon, so to speak, around individuals in the Earth School. And that cocoon intensifies and accelerates its spiritual growth. In other words, if anger is what you need to challenge, you not only experience anger yourself, but you draw to you angry people. The world seems as though it's angry. Put simply, the illusion shapes both your internal experiences and your perceptions. In other words, that's the microclimate you're in when you're in a frightened part of your personality. That's the illusion. You can say to yourself, well, this is just an illusion, it's not real. That's true. But are you going to act on it? Are you going to act in anger? Are you going to get even? Are you going to get revenge? Are you going to withdraw into inferiority or inflate into superiority? When you do that, you're acting on frightened parts of your personality. You're acting on the illusion, and you're creating more painful consequences, more negative karma for yourself. When you're acting on the illusion, you're doing exactly that. You're acting on something that's illusory. When your personality goes home, there'll be no more experiences of fear and doubt and powerlessness and inadequacy and superiority and inferiority. So when you see this, this automatically brings you to the dynamics of temptation and responsible choice. Mm. Temptation shows you exactly what the illusion is painting for you, what the illusion is that is drawing you to it. A temptation is a dress rehearsal for a negative karmic event. Mm-hmm. A temptation brings negativity to your consciousness, into the foreground of your consciousness, so that you can decide if you want to act on it or not, so that you can foresee, because you have the intention to foresee, the consequences that acting on that temptation, that acting on the illusion in that moment will bring into being. Temptation is a positive thing. Temptation is the universe's gracious way of allowing you to experience a negativity before you act on it. It allows you to take a pass on it so that you can heal within yourself this negativity rather before it spills out into the energy spheres of other people, put it that way. And when it does that, it creates karma.
When you're talking about a negativity, you mean it shows you a frightened part of your personality that's active in that moment and wants to do something or not do something, and that's the negativity you're talking about, right? And not doing that.
That's precisely correct. If you're not aware of it, temptation will show you exactly what it's got in mind. And if you have that in mind and you act on it, off you go. Off you go where? In a circle. The Buddhists call it the wheel of suffering. Mm. Your karma, or the karma of other personalities of your soul, have created the experience in your life in this moment that is generating painful emotional experiences in you, if it's a frightened part.
Wow.
And that gives you the opportunity to become aware of them, to become aware of the illusion, to challenge those frightened parts and not act on them and create instead constructive, healthy, positive consequences. No matter what you do, you will create karma. Karma is the great, universal, impersonal teacher of responsibility. Mm-hmm. And if you respond with love, with compassion, with care, with patience, with tenderness, that's what you'll receive from others.
Mm. So, beloved, I was just thinking about what you said, that when you say the wheel of samsara,
yes.
I was thinking about that to get out of the wheel of samsara, you have to step off of that wheel.
That's right, the wheel of suffering.
Exactly.
That's what the Buddhists call samsara.
And see it from the perspective of a loving part of your personality.
Yes, and that's what the illusion helps you to do. The illusion shapes your internal experiences, which are painful. The illusion shapes or determines your perceptions of the world, which will justify what you're feeling inside. If you're jealous, you'll be righteously jealous. And so, eventually, you become aware of this. Eventually, you become aware that you are at the center of your own experiences. And that for them to be replaced by other experiences, will require the force of your being. Nothing else can replace those experiences. Of course, if you act on a frightened part of your personality, you may temporarily succeed in rearranging the world. In that case, you become happy, but that's not joy. And you're at the top of a roller coaster, but as soon as the world changes again, down you'll go into another depression or experience of anger and resentment and jealousy.
You know, what I've seen people often do, and I've done it myself, is that something will happen, and or I'll put off things, and then I get behind, and and that obviously is a frightened part that doesn't do what it knows it needs to do. And then, on top of that, then there's another illusion another frightened part that comes in to make me wrong, to make me feel terrible about myself, to make me feel ashamed of myself, to be embarrassed, I mean, it's like it keeps going on and on. It's like one frightened part comes up and you act on that. Then another one comes up to blame you, and it just goes on and on and on. It's the wheel of suffering until you step off.
Yes, that's one color on the reel.
Yes.
On the wheel. That is regret. Regret is a double negativity.
Mm.
Regret is the negativity of clinging to negativity. You've already done something and you wish you hadn't done it.
Mm-hmm.
But now you hold on to that and you regret the first negativity, and so you're involved in the second negativity, which is regretting what you did. Mm-hmm. All of this is part of the illusion.
Yeah.
Knowing about the illusion is priceless. You can change your life at any moment by creating authentic power, but the illusion will help you understand what that means, what creating authentic power means. It means recognizing that what is in front of you is always an opportunity to grow spiritually in one of two ways. One, it's a painful emotional experience, and you're so drawn magnetically to acting on it, mm-hmm. to shouting when you're angry or withdrawing emotionally when you're angry,
mm-hmm.
and you challenge that. That creates authentic power. You recognize the illusion and you decide to let it play. Number two.
When you say let it play, you mean without you. Let it go. Do what it's doing, but you're not going to be involved in it. Is that what you mean by let it play?
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be involved in compassion, in understanding, in patience, mm-hmm. in clarity, rather than in anger, resentment, jealousy, and fear.
Right.
When you choose to respond with the loving parts of your personality, the illusion continues. You still see it,
mm-hmm.
but you're not controlled by it.
In fact, it has less and less control over you when you start letting not acting on it.
Yes. In that moment of not acting on it, it is not controlling you. And as you do that again and again, the frightened parts of your personality begin to lose their grip over you. And as they return again and again, which they will, because as you challenge your anger, anger comes to the foreground of your experience so that you can challenge it. The universe responds graciously. Mm-hmm. If you're challenging your sense of inferiority, that is what will come to the foreground.
Mm-hmm.
Each time it comes to the foreground and you're aware of it, that's an experience of the illusion and an opportunity to step out of it.
Mm-hmm.
The second way you create authentic power is by recognizing a loving part of your personality, a part that is already patient and content and grateful and appreciative, a part that's in awe of the universe, a part that's in awe of the people around you, mm-hmm. like I'm in awe of you, beloved,
yeah.
and your courage and your huge heart and your ability to relate to people so wonderfully and openly. When you recognize that in yourself, that's a loving part of your personality, and then you cultivate it. You don't just let it pass as a transient state. You say, that's a loving part of my personality, and I intend to make it a benchmark. This is what I'm going to reach for the next time I'm in a frightened part of my personality. I'm going to remember this and put my attention back here. I'm going to go there. I'm going to challenge the frightened part of my personality. I'm not going to be controlled by the illusion.
Mm.
I'm so grateful to be able to describe this to you and share it with you, so that you can begin to experiment with it and use the illusion. That's what it's for. And share what you see and how you're growing beyond the control of the illusion, beyond the control of your fears, with your commitment and courage to experience them consciously and make wise and responsible choices.
Use it as a learning vehicle. Use the illusion as what it really is. It's an opportunity for you to grow spiritually. That's what you mean by using the illusion, right?
Yes.
Yes.
The opportunity to grow spiritually is always present with you. That is the Earth School. Everything in the Earth School is providing you opportunities to grow spiritually. Every interaction, every circumstance, every event.
Mm-hmm.
When your emotional experiences are painful to whatever emotion, to whatever event and circumstance or interaction you're in. That is the illusion. Mm-hmm. Not the Earth School. The Earth School is also providing you opportunities to experience the loving parts of your personality, mm-hmm. and they are not illusory. They are real. Yeah. Experiences of love are experiences of your soul flowing through you. Experiences of connection, experiences of genuine care for others, mm-hmm. those are real. Love is what exists between souls, and that's all that exists, and everything else is the illusion. Mm-hmm. And the illusion offers you precision opportunities to experience and heal those parts of you that prevent you from loving.
Oh, that's beautiful. Really beautiful, beloved.